know, it was a big win. You know, we know that, you know, they beat us at our place early in the season, and, you know, we just wanted to get them back, and this is a big win, you know, on this one, and it was just exciting.
How'd you guys figure out a way to get him involved so much?
Yeah, I mean, he was feeling it. We just wanted to, you know, in the first game, they kind of took him out, so we just wanted to have an emphasis of feeding him and getting him touches, so he was phenomenal, and so... Yeah.
Joe, we see the emotion in your face. What do you feel?
I was just kind of emotional. You know, like a lot of people, like I've heard a lot of people, oh, they say he can't do this, he can't do that. Like all my life, like I've been looked down on everything. So just coming out here and playing the way I play, giving it all to my on the floor with my teammates and everybody, it just make me emotional. Yeah.
You
know,
because you guys use a lot of middle ball screens. What did that do for you, and that's kind of a new wrinkle you guys put in the screen?
Yeah, like I said, the first time we played them, they kind of like, we was setting the down screens and all that, so they took that away because they hedged the ball screen so much. Damn. And then like, down the ball screen so much, so we kind of put it in practice moving forward that, you know, the middle screen is better, and that once Devon got the ball, I don't know, it's better for us to just go and set the middle down screen that give him option to go either the left or the right.
Dope, did you have a sense that you could have a game like this today?
Yeah, I did. Like coming in, like, you know, I had that mindset that, yeah, like, you know, I've been hearing people say all type of stuff, doubting me and all the stuff. And my teammate, they did a good job of, you know, giving me the ball. And we stuck to on what the coach wanted us to do, and by God's grace, I was able to deliver down the stretch.
How much do you feel like you've improved your footwork, your hands, your ability to rebound out of your box and everything during the course of your career?
Oh, a lot. Like, I won't be able to do this in my freshman year. Like, coming for, like, I put in a lot of hard work during the offseason, and that really paid off for me, you know. Like, a lot of working on my footwork a lot, and being able to run down the floor a lot, like, that really helped me.
Udoka, how much are you fueled by those dunks, and how much are you guys fueled when you get those dunks?
For me, yeah, like I said, all my teammates, they see the chance to pass me the ball or throw the love to me. And when I'm right there, I'm always going to, like, get the love, regardless of, you can throw it anywhere, like around the rim, I'll go get it. And for them, like, they did a good job today of, you know, coach emphasized it too. Like, throw, if the love is there, throw it. Or, you know, we emphasize the love and passing the ball to the post. And I think that kind of fuel energy to the team, like, you know, just getting that done and the reaction and everything kind of helped my team too.
Javon, what did you think of the last play? Could you describe what happened
to Butler? Right. You know, we knew that they were going to try to get a three. And so switched five, then, you know, switched off on me, and I just wanted to make it tough on him. Keep a hand in his face. And I mean, we all executed, talked it out, you know, communicated with each other, and it was a big stop.
What did you think when you shot it?
Just hoping it doesn't go in. I mean, I just tried to contest as well as I could on that last play, and, yeah, came up short.
How big was Isaiah today?
Very big. Came up key defensive plays, hit some big free throws down the stretch. Yeah, he was huge for us.
We talked earlier in the week, too, about this game, what it meant, the hype, the buzz. Mm-hmm. You think it lived up to it?
Yeah, for sure. Energy in the building was, you know, loud. Fans were in it, so you can just feel, like, you know, the buzz around it. And yeah, it was just an exciting time and a huge win.
Hey, Devon, what kind of a statement did this team make collectively?
You know, we're solid and you know, a team that can make a run late in March, so you know, we're not gonna get complacent from this one. We're gonna build off of it, and we're gonna enjoy this one win, but build off it for sure.
Devon, they guarded Dope basically the same way last time. You were able to get him the ball so much more often. What did that take on your guys' part to be able to do that?
Yeah, so we knew they like to play behind them, in front of them, in the back. So set as many, you know, ball screens, middle ball screens, which, you know, if we drive it and, you know, we try to get to the basket, that brings our guy, and that's an easy cleanup for Dope. So just trying to get him more ways to free him up, and he did a great job with that.
You feel like this was going to work when you guys were putting in some new plays and stuff early in the week?
Yeah, for sure. We just had our game plan this whole week, and had a great week of practice, and so we were ready.
What was Bill like this week to be pushed up, to be around, and kind of, is he any different
than,
for this prep than other games?
I mean, like, it was more so on emphasis. We emphasized a lot of, like, a defensive mindset. We know they're a good defensive team. They play a lot of defense, and we was pretty much just finding a way of, you know, giving a big ball, that middle ball screen. We laid a lot of emphasis on that. We put in a couple of new plays, and, yeah, that was pretty much.
It seemed like a handshake on there. Took a little walk
because
there was some
embrace.
These teams
have
a lot of respect for each other. Do you think after these
classes? Yeah, for sure. You know, both teams can really defend. They make it tough each and every possession on you, and it's just that respect. You know, just great teams battling out against each other, and gotta give them credit of what they've done throughout the year. So, but I'm just excited for the win.
Why do these teams match up against each other? Why were both of these games such slugfests?
Just many different pieces, a lot of versatility out there on the floor. Just, you know, a bunch of great, you know, teams collectively that can execute, game plan, offensive, great defenses. So, just two great teams going at it.
You guys led most of the way. Did that help just kind of keep the crowd out of it, maintain your poise and all that?
Yeah, for sure. If we, you know, kind of get the crowd out of it and really just have that, you know, be in the driver's seat most of the game, that can help ease some nerves, calm everybody down. So I feel like we did a great job of executing down the stretch when they started to press. I mean, there were some hiccups, but, I was glad we got to close it out.
Last one, guys.
Last one. After a game like this, a lot of people would love to see a round three, maybe even a round four. But for you and your teammates, is two times enough, or would you think a third matchup with Baylor might actually benefit you guys heading into the NCAA tournament if you matched up
in the football tournament? It's still gonna be a great game. Like, moving forward, like, they're a great team. Like, I mean, we give credit to what they have done, like, you know, in the Big 12 and also in the country, you know, being able to win so many games. They're a great team, and they got so many matchup problems, and they got great players too. And if we made it in the Big 12 tournament, it's still gonna be a great game. It's still gonna be a great atmosphere too.